Welcome to Hypothetically Speaking, the show where we discuss a would you rather questions. We take a look at hypothetical scenarios and we analyze them in extreme detail. With me, as always, my partner in crime, Bennett Didi. Bennett, how we doing?
Casey, what's up, my man?
Doing well, my man. And our third partner here, if you will, the third blind mouse, Patrick Aloisio.
What's
going on, my man? Okay, are we all ready for today's question?
Yes, sir.
All right. Today, I'm excited for this one because this is just a downright classic. Would you rather?
Dude, it's an all-time
classic.
You can't say that.
It's a fan favorite.
I don't think we've ever done a non-classic.
That's like saying one of Bennett's side has never not been cool.
You lost me there, Pat.
I got you there, Pat.
Thank you.
Do you? I don't know.
All right. Listen, would you rather? Here we go. Would you rather be covered in fur or would you rather be covered in scales? Is everyone clear on the question?
Whoa.
Yes,
that's
sir.
That's gnarly. Damn. Tell you what I'm going with.
Hit me with it.
I'm going to choose to be a furry beast.
Of course you would.
Instead of a scaly piece of shit.
I am going to be a scaly piece of shit.
I'm just going to be a scaly person.
The scale man. Pat, are you the scale man?
Scale man, which is ironic because I would call you the scale man with the weight gain.
No, that's Harrison.
Yeah, that's true.
All right. Okay, well, it sounds like it's me and Pat V. Bennett.
Uh-oh.
Yeah, uh-oh Bennett. is a good way to start this. Uh-oh.
Isolation.
Yeah. Pat, anywhere you want to begin on this one specifically?
Yes. So, I'm not really thinking of any, like, downsides of having scales, but one crucial downside of having fur is just the immense heat that you have to deal with
exactly
at all times. So I would just like to hear what Bennett's going to do with his newfound increased heat.
I think Bennett's only positive here is that he doesn't have to get a haircut anymore because his whole body is fur.
That's like untrue because there's not much that beats a fresh cut.
So it's a negative for you, actually. So you took away your only positive.
Here's my thing, Pat. I'll still touch it up here and there.
Told Ben he had one positive. He immediately takes it away from himself.
No, I'll touch it up. I can clean it up a little bit.
What are you going to... You can't clean it up. What clean
what are
it
you
up?
Talking
it's
about?
Fur. You're covered in fur.
You don't have your own hair. You have fur.
What are you saying? That
there's,
fur
there's
is,
no hairstyles
is
for it. What there's no gonna... style for it. You just shorten it and
yeah,
it just becomes
that's
shorter.
That's basically what all of our haircuts are. What do you think? You have style, Pat?
I know I have style. There's like
you
a million
no
different
style.
Haircuts you could do.
Listen,
but
all that
Bennett,
I'm saying
who's
going to
trim
that...
your fur coat? Are you going to go to PetSmart?
He's
first
going
of
to
all,
Harry
imagine,
Don.
look at it this way. You've just teed me up. How amazing is it when you see an animal, for example, let's say a pet dog, who goes to the groom and gets lathered in literal lavender oil shampoo, scrubbed down, massaged, cleaned up, and then they do a little trim afterwards. I didn't even think about that until you brought it up.
Pat, he's
so
going for the
going,
sexual angle here of being
ooh,
like massaged.
Ooh,
and...
Hold on for a second. There's that too. Because it's going to feel damn good to have someone's hands rubbing through my furry mane. On top of that, Patrick, you started with giving me shit for heat. You live in Chicago, you fucking idiot.
Why does that make me an idiot?
Why does it make you an idiot? How many months of the year are you freezing your tiny wiener off over there?
Zero, because I don't have a tiny wiener.
How many months of the year is your ball sack shriveled into your stomach as you cry for mom, freezing out in the Chicago city?
You still haven't answered what you're going to do about being all sweaty all the time.
Well, what are you going to be doing? What are you going to do about having scales? Describe it to me.
Wait,
you have to answer the question.
Quick clarification. Everything that has fur, like dogs, bears, etc.,
they adjust.
No. Well, that is not.
It's not that they adjust. It's a non-factor for them. Like,
no,
that's
it's going to be a big
not
factor
true.
But my
well,
point,
we have
but
to clarify that.
What I'm clarifying is this: is that Pat was saying you were going to be a sweaty mess. I don't think you're going to be sweaty because like animals with fur, specifically dogs, they don't have pores, so they don't sweat. The only way they get cooler is by panting. So you are going to be panting now. As long as that's what we're clarifying here.
I'm going to be panting if I'm overheating, right? But I live in Boston, similar to the way that Pat lives in Chicago. It's cold all the time. So I let you guys have your fun at the beginning with this sweating bullshit. This is now my new, like, characteristic. I am a furry creature. So that's a massive benefit given the environment in which we live in. And then secondly, you will make some form of adjustment to that. The same way that for all of these animals we're talking about, it's not just a non-factor. Again, it's like something very beneficial for them to have. Now, Pat, going back to you being in Chicago, how do the two not register that it might be beneficial for you to have warmth, like fantastic amounts of it throughout the course of the year?
First of all, it was 95 degrees all day today. I was sweating my butt off. And I don't have a whole fur mane like you said. Second, are you working in the wilderness in Boston? Or are you working inside? I can't remember.
Because you're going to have to wear clothes, man.
Yeah.
Well, I don't understand your question. What are you asking?
I'm saying, are you working outside in the freezing cold? Or are you working in an office where it's 70 to 75 degrees?
That I mean, that doesn't matter because
it's
what do you
what? Matters?
What are you trying to say that you're
dude,
eliminating...
this is the most straightforward thing ever.
Right, but people who live in Boston and people who live in Chicago still deal with being with freezing their ass off all the time. That's like,
yeah, when you're
saying,
outside.
Hold on, Pat, let me put it this way. Right, which is very often. So
it's not very often for your normal day though.
Is it longer than your 8-hour work day?
Pat, look at it this way. To your point,
are you gonna sleep outside?
Yeah.
To your point of me just basically avoiding being outside, I can just be in the air-conditioned room all summer long.
So now you have to stay inside for summer.
No, but I certainly have the option to totally dismiss that whenever I'd like. If I see it this way. If the world was broken down into people that were furry and people that were scaly, it would be inarguable who the good guys were and who the and who the bad guys are. So I'm on team good guy. You're on team let's eliminate all of the scaly people. Just like you choosing to be a grayscale stone man, Pat, from Game of Thrones. Nobody wants you. Nobody wants anything to do with you. No one wants to look at you. Period. End of story. I am in the middle of having my fur cleaned, being rubbed down, massaged perfectly. Air-conditioned room. If I want some heat, I step outside. Meanwhile, you're in Chicago, middle of January, scales, frozen.
Yeah, everyone loves Bigfoot.
Bigfoot?
Pat, yeah, that's you.
People love alligators. And
they
snakes.
Do.
Oh, do they?
Yeah, and they're afraid of them, too.
Pat, are we just going to allow him to say that he's going to get his fur shampooed and cleaned and shit? Bennett, you can't just go into a PetSmart and say, clean me. Like, they're not.
No, I can go into
you.
An. I can go into an actual parlor of sorts and say, hey, here's $100, rub me down.
You know, you could go to a spa and do that now, right?
Yeah, of course I could.
And when's the last time you've done that?
It's different. I have fur now.
No, it's not different. It's if anything, it'd feel better without fur.
Pat, what's going to happen the second you try to interact with, I mean, you struggle enough as it is with the ladies. What's going to happen the second you walk up to them with a scaly, disgusting body? Like, at least I'm cuddly and comfortable and fun. People like my fur. People.
How is that fun?
What color is it? They want to clean my fur.
You
skin tone?
Yeah, what color is your fur, Bennett?
The same way you imagined a disgusting, slithery snake, I imagined a beautiful, majestic grizzly bear. So figure it out.
What color is Bennett's fur? His skin tone, right?
No, it's why would the fur be the color of my skin?
I'm asking, what did you
what
assume?
What color are your scales?
I assumed my skin color.
No, that is ridiculous.
Why is it ridiculous? There's no
the first thing you said was you said before the call that you were thinking about an alligator.
In terms of texture, not color.
Oh my god, that's why.
Well, what color is your fur?
Dark brown.
So
and beautiful.
Oh my god.
Bennett has dark brown fur.
Yeah, you have green scales.
But it's like that dog in that FX show with Elijah Wood. It was
Wilfred.
Called like Wilfred. Wilfred. Yeah. That's Bennett.
Casey, here's the thing. You are like the most, like, you literally cuddle with people the day that you meet them. That's what you do. That's who you are. So you're pretending that that's not like the root of you. And you're somehow rejecting that with this scaly, disgusting texture that's now your skin, when in reality, everyone that knows you would say, this is a no-brainer. Give this kid some fur. Pat, you're a scaly motherfucker. Casey, this is bullshit.
No, listen. I am under the assumption that in both scenarios, I'm completely ostracized from regular society.
Why?
Because no one's going to accept me with a scaly or furry body.
Do you know how much, first of all, in today's day and age, everyone basically accepts anything, including things that are more so unordinary than someone that might just be covered in fur. Like, you're not ostracized at all.
So then we're not made fun of for scales, is what you're saying.
No, that's different. Scales are different.
You can't just pick and choose.
Scales are disgusting.
You cannot pick and choose. And I don't have green scales, just to be clear.
Yes, you do.
No, because not all animals. Look, think of a yellow snake. They
just
have
tell
yellow
me,
scales.
Listen, this has been, this is, then you have yellow scales.
No, I have my skin. We both have our skin tone, fur, and scales.
That is, that I won't even, listen, man, that doesn't even make sense. Like, fur,
Pat,
it's like,
what did you assume? Pat, did you assume you had fucking
alligator
scales?
Here. Don't lie here, Pat.
Honestly, in my head, I kind of pictured myself like the bad guy in Monsters, Inc. that sneaks around.
Yeah.
like a purpley bluish.
And meanwhile, yeah. I'm the big dude. What's his name? The main guy.
Sully?
Yeah, exactly. Sully. So that's who you want to be.
You're the fucking fat lady behind the counter who's like Mike Wazowski.
No, just you.
The
guys,
slug lady.
The slug lady. Well, I have fur.
I know, but that's just you in real life.
Just talk to me about having scales.
If fur is dark brown, then every time he poops and it gets stuck to it, he won't know. So he'll just smell like shit all
yeah,
over.
Dude, you're going to smell so bad,
Bennett. Terrible.
That actually sounds perfect for you, Casey. That sounds right up your alley. never having to wipe your ass sounds literally, that's a home run for you.
Bennett, think about when you're eating all your snacks that you love. They're just going to be all over your front fur.
Pat, you're a hot that's dog gross. Fiend that defines you. Imagine having snacks all the time in your fur. And then you get
but I don't have fur. No, I don't have fur.
Scales.
Yeah, so it's not going to stick in my scales.
Yeah, you're just going to like freeze to something is what's going to happen. And like that's how you're going to stick to it. You're going to like, I'm going to spray you what? Down, keep you outside, and you're just going to freeze dead in your tracks.
Real talk, like are we now top five swimmers in the country?
Oh, easily. Wind resistance is so low.
Wind are we talking resistance. About swimming or, water or resistance. Wind resistance? Riddle well, me
both.
That.
Both.
Both.
Actually, listen, Pat, we're waterproof. We are – Pat, we have a full fucking coat of Pat, body Pat. Armor. No one can kill us now.
Yeah, can we get cut anymore?
Like
I don't think so.
No, you can't get cut anymore. You know how strong our scales are?
So strong. It's like Kevlar.
So what are you going to do? How? What are you going to do with this?
Someone's
going
to approach us with a knife, stab us. It ricochets off or bends a knife due to the strength of our scales. Bennett will be hunted down, stabbed. His fur will get all bloody. They'll clean it and make him a Bennett skin rug.
Bennett's going to be walking like down the street and look backwards like that famous Bigfoot picture. And then people are just going to start hunting him all over like crazy.
Here's
we're
the
gonna,
thing. Like,
we're going to have a coat of Bennett's skin on our floor and just have sex on it all the time. Like a bear
the
skin.
The two
rug.
Of you? Holy shit.
Yeah,
what the fuck?
Yeah we are.
Well, what's wrong? You two are going to be having literal like you're going to have gay scaly sex is what you just said.
No, well,
on
with other scaly
me.
Females. We got to just find
disgusting.
Scaly females.
Here's the deal. As I said before, the world is now broken down into good guys and bad, and it's clear which is which. You're being hunted your whole life, right? By my folk.
No.
Ones. And maybe this, like, bulletproof, like, scale shit comes into play. Doubtful. But the point is, you're now on the run until we find you. It's as simple as that.
Bennett, I just said, like, there's literally hundreds of documentaries on people hunting Bigfoot, which is you.
Pat.
No one hunts scale, man.
You're just making up this Bigfoot thing.
Yeah, well, Bennett, you can't go in the woods now. You can't enjoy any sort of nature in any place where people hunt because you will be mistaken for an animal.
No, actually, I would be utilized as an asset to attract animals and then make the hunting that much more effective.
They'll
I might even
you
start
as
a business.
And then they'll kill you after they kill the animal.
or you're going to attract an animal.
And then they're
going to
see
like
you
said.
And your lizard body hiding behind a tree and light you the fuck up.
No, because I'm a chameleon. Pat, as far as I'm concerned, we have chameleon scales that change color. So we are fully indetectable now.
That's what I said about that guy from Monsters, Inc. He would just blend in with the walls.
You're okay. Absolutely right, Pat.
And I've
and
all
that's
of a sudden just turned into a grizzly bear.
Well, if you're saying you're going to try and attract animals in the forest, who do you think you're going to attract? You guys both have, like, the same weight class and stuff. It's going to maul you to death. It's going to get close, be like, is that a bear? And that's going to be like, no, it's some disgusting, fat, smelly creature. And, and it's going to be like, I'm so pissed right now for it, like, faking me out. Now I'm going to rip its head off.
You guys live in swamp territory. Like, foul, disgusting poop waters. Just swamp.
No. Yeah, we live in our house, and so do you. The only difference is that in our house, we don't have to keep it at 30 degrees because we're not overheating every day.
No, you have to keep – listen, you guys are fucked in cold weather. And you
why?
Both – you have scales. Like,
but we could put on layers. You can't take off layers because you have fur.
Yeah.
Like at a certain point, you always have a fur coat. You have
like
a permanent fur
about,
coat.
Okay, so I'll go about my day panting, which is fine because I'm in great shape anyway. And then I'm just going to adjust to my coat. Simple.
What does that mean?
It means that it's a non-factor.
It's an enormous factor. If you're in sales, you can't even talk on the phone now because you're just going to be panting into everyone's
Casey, ear. You're in sales too, and you're now known as the slipperiest scumbag in all of the land.
No, because I'm on the phone and I'm not panting.
I'm in a nice air-conditioned room. Totally comfortable. Comfortable. Being pet.
I love that you think people are going to like pet you and shampoo you and massage. You are immediately ostracized.
I love that you think you're going back into your job. You're not. You're going to show up with eczema. Scales and be quarantined literally immediately. No one will talk to you again for the rest of your time on Earth, which will be short because you're being tracked.
And are they talking to Bigfoot at your work?
Listen, Bigfoot is one of the most sought out creatures of all time, Pat.
Yeah, they want to kill him.
Prey, yeah.
No, okay, first of all, that's not true. They don't want to kill Bigfoot. They just want to find him and then potentially befriend him depending on his action. So I'm in control here. I'm in control here. And again, it's just like, Pat, talk to me about your interactions with, because here we've obviously made up this like half furry people, half scaly, but it's just us, right? I'm furry. Yeah, just us. You two are just scaly.
Yeah.
Pat, what's up with the ladies? What's going on?
I think
Pat, we're definitely screwed in that department. I don't think we're any more screwed than Bennett is.
Yeah, I mean, no, at least we don't smell.
We don't smell.
Back from a rub down with lavender oil. I don't
by smell yourself. No one's rubbing you down.
That's fine. I'm like a grizzly bear up against a tree. Scrub a dub dub it. I smell delicious. Casey, you won't be able to take your hands off of me. That's the thing.
Ben, have you ever touched a snake? They feel amazing.
Casey?
They have the smoothest fucking scales. They're not slimy. That's the thing. It's just this incredibly smooth texture. Now, yes, if we're talking about who's better to touch, probably you, because you're all furry and like soft and shit. But not if you're gonna cut. And that was the other thing you said. You're gonna trim it all down so that it's
nope. Like, I said I would clean it up.
Porcupine.
I said I would clean it up if need be.
Well, need be, because you're gonna smell terrible.
What's the hygiene of your scales?
Incredible. You just wash me off, and anytime I get in the shower, everything just comes off of me because nothing sticks to my scales.
And we don't sweat.
And thank you, Pat. And we don't sweat.
Pat, you haven't gotten out of the fucking cubicle that I've stuck you in. I've drenched you in water. I've kept you outside and you've frozen where you stand.
It's summer.
It's going to be winter soon. And you're fucked.
All right, Ned Stark.
Ned Stark. The biggest compliment anyone's ever paid me.
I actually have no idea
what. Yeah, honestly, you guys have a lot in common because once they catch you, they're gonna chop off your head and you're fucking dead.
Yeah, you'd like that, wouldn't you, you slick fuck. Over there hiding, changing colors. Like a psychopath in the corner.
I can't believe he's letting us change colors.
I'm not.
No, you did. You just said.
Let us change colors. And you accepted your poopy fur.
Yeah.
My fur smells so good.
No, it doesn't. If you get rained on even slightly, you're going to smell terrible all day. And that's already in addition
to... Who likes wet dog, dude?
Nobody.
Wet dog is the worst smell ever.
Yeah, dogs don't take care of themselves.
Yeah, just like you.
No, I do.
Realistically, you're not paying for spa treatment. You're
going to be slithering into shelter is what's going to happen to you. Slithering.
We don't have to. We're waterproof.
No, you're afraid of it.
why would I be afraid of it? Like, almost all scale animals live in or near water.
Yeah, are we cold-blooded, Pat?
Probably. Yes.
Well,
reptiles?
Reptiles are, but...
Yeah, that works better in our favor, Pat. Like you said, we could just put layers on. We're going to be so comfortable.
It doesn't work better in your favor. It doesn't works work so better. Much better. No, it doesn't. If you lived in... Listen, I don't understand...
We can't get sunburn anymore either.
Neither can I.
Such a...
But yeah, but if you're in the sun, you're going to sweat to death.
No, all of these... Listen, all of these animals that you've mentioned, like... what do you think happens when they go? You're saying that you are taking on the characteristics of a scaly reptile. What do you think happens to all of these animals when they're in the sun outside all day long? Like, they're fine. This is a non-factor.
For the scales, yeah, we're fine in the sun.
What every animal we've talked about that has fur.
No,
they don't just melt or overheat. Like
they do. That's the thing.
They
have to find shade. Yes,
like you're not going to die from it, but you're going to be all sweaty and gross and smelly.
We've already talked about how I'm not going to sweat and how I'm going to smell great all the time.
Okay, well, that's just not true.
Highly untrue.
I'm just back to you thinking about the fact that you'll never touch or be touched by a female for the rest of your life, Pat. But you've accepted that.
I don't know about that. I feel like girls like snakes.
Some random person will find us or Bennett attractive because of our fur or scales. One way or another, we're all sort of ostracized, so we're sort of on the same playing field there.
Right, but less, more so you, because scales are just kind of gross.
Disagree.
Yeah, I'm gonna have to disagree with that. I mean, what's gross about us, like, I'm trying to think of a lizard, for example. People like to pet lizards. A snake people are freaked out about because they slither and they have that serpentine pattern when they move.
And getting bit,
yeah, which we're not gonna bite anyone. I think it really just comes down to climate.
Well, if it comes down to climate, then what aren't you two doing with fur? Casey, do you know how much I'm looking for? Winter's like your favorite time of the year, too. Love the snow.
I'm just going to put layers on. I don't know what...
But now you're saying you're just going to put layers on. Like, yeah, that sucks now. Most people, especially if you're like a skinny person... it's just freezing all the time. Put all the layers on that you want. It sucks. Now you're able to be outside for the vast majority of cold months and snowy months here in New England, and especially in Chicago, where you can go outside ass naked.
I'm not a grizzly. You're not a grizzly bear. You're Bennett, but with fur. You're this reject of society that isn't going to go outside. What are you going to do? Build yourself a little doggy house and live outside in the backyard?
I'm going to go clean off my car with nothing but my protective fur. Unless, you know, I don't know how much of it it's – how much – I'm assuming it's covering all of me. But I'm literally just going to step outside.
Pat just cut out. Did Bennett just cut out?
I think he cut out, but it was actually perfect.
I'm just gonna do my thing.
Bennett, you actually cut out a little bit right there, but either way, we're actually up on time.
True,
but you are back.
You're gonna be missing out when I'm out there in the snow, playing around, and you're dealing with slipping on the ice with your new scaly found body.
Well, we will see, and we'll see based on what the listeners have to say about it, Bennett. Because listeners, let us know what you think. Listeners, drop us a line or an email, because we don't have a line yet. But send us a message. Which would you rather? Would you rather be covered in fur, like a furry fuck, and have tape stuck to you, and rip your fur out, and pant all day, or would you rather be covered in scales, smooth? Color changing,
disgusting lizard, snake, alligator like texture.
Drop us an email, speak hypothetically at yahoo.com.
you know, subject line fur or scales. Let's talk. Let us know.
Yeah, because it might get mixed up in all the other emails we get. So make sure you clarify.
All right. Much love.
All right. Much love, everybody.
See you guys.
Peace.